Anybody wants to start with?
Well, we took the role conversation. Everyone spent a little time writing down activities that they liked, want to stop doing, keep doing, start doing. They happen to fit within the individual roles we seem to be falling into anyways, and we're going to be in the process of mapping out effectively over the next 90 days how we're going to change 2, 3, or 4 behaviors. Because what I've noticed over my years is what was now on my start list is now on my stop list.
I don't follow you with that last statement.
There's a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. So there's a lot of what I've noticed is as you try to you can't start doing something if you don't stop doing something else.
I'm thinking. I agree with that. I think there are three things that never change, Steve. Attitude, ethics, and effort. Those are common. But away from that, you're right. If you look at what the business was like when you started, it's nothing like the business today. It's a much better business. I agree with what you're saying. Before I get into into the team stuff, Sam, any updates on your calls? I don't need that, but are they going well?
Yeah, they are. The few that I've had, the issue where I think we're starting to have is Wilson's been trying to schedule them, but we've had a lot of people just not even answer because they're not used to getting some sort of scheduled call, I guess. So probably haven't had as many as I would want to. But that's one observation.
Okay, you're scheduling these people, but they're not showing up on the calls, or they're not taking your calls.
I will give them a call. If they don't answer, I will shoot them with an email stating to give us a call to schedule a time.
All right.
And it's in their court until it comes back into my calendar in 3 months.
All right. But the people you're getting in touch with, are you still having success with those calls?
Yeah. No, I am. And I think I have the languaging down pretty good in terms of having, I don't want to say creating a facade, but letting them know that Steve is still involved and in some capacity, and I think they take comfort in that, so...
As they should at the beginning, but as they get more trust in you, that will be less of an issue. Some of the people who aren't taking your calls, can you think of one specific one?
Sure.
My question is going to be when Steve hears that name, is Steve, are you going to be surprised if this person isn't taking a call from your team? Give me one name, Sam.
Oh, one name that of the person who's not.
Yeah.
Oh. Mirabella, Alfe. Others.
Does that ring a bell with you, Steve?
Those don't surprise me, and they are. Those don't surprise me.
Yeah. There, I knew it would be no surprise.
Okay. Were they taking your call, Steve?
They will.
All right. So does it feel like to you all they're not taking Sam's call because it's not you?
Yep.
Well, they don't know.
They don't know because I'm the one calling the schedule, and I'm
yeah.
really just saying I'm booking your quarterly call.
And my guess is they were never on any sort of schedule because I don't think they want to be.
They're not planning people.
All
right. Now, I don't want to get bogged down here. This is important. You can't make people accept those calls. You can't make people take scheduling, but they can hear from you that you're willing to, that you want to schedule. The fact that they turn you down, that's not your fault, but you're getting your brand out there. So just keep doing what you're doing, and pretty soon they will start to take your call and probably take the scheduling.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Okay. Today I want to focus on the roles within the team. Last night or yesterday afternoon, I sent you a document that's entitled
5-Star Leadership Model. Does everybody have that in front of them?
Yeah.
All right, let's spend a minute, and I tell you, I'm starting to get feedback again, but if it's not bothering you, I'm going to keep going. Everybody, is it good on your side?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, good. All right, let's look at the brand. The brand, and I put a sample brand down here that's a pretty strong brand. This doesn't necessarily have to be your brand. But I think it's important to have an example as we go through this process. Here's the brand. I have a concierge practice for a limited number of people. My practice is planning driven. I have a formal investment process, and it's all wrapped by unparalleled service. Wilson, would you agree that that's a pretty strong brand?
Yes.
All right. So here's the key. You got to deliver it. And the way you deliver that brand is what we call the 5-star leadership model. We think that every team has to deliver these five things in order to deliver the brand above. The brand that's showing here, Steve, is that pretty close to what you would have as a brand?
Those are strong goals.
Now, it's worse to never tell people what you're going to do if you don't deliver it than to never even bring it up. You've got to deliver your brand. So here are the five parts of the leadership model. And what you're going to do is we're going to talk here in a minute about who is the best person to be in charge of each of these five areas. So let's start. In Supernova, Rob Knapp talks about being the VP in charge of each one of these areas. So let's look at the VP of planning. Let me just give you an overview of what I think that is. It's a key part of the brand. Every client is offered a plan. This person, whoever it is in charge of planning, can always answer these questions. Which clients have a plan? How many plans are in progress? And which plans have been fully implemented? That's part of being the VP in charge of planning. In your talk, Steve, have you put someone who's going to be identified one of the team that's going to be in charge of planning?
Identified, yes. Executed, sort of.
And that's okay. Who is going to be in charge of planning?
I am, Wilson.
Okay. Now, Wilson, do you understand these three? I've just given you three things, and I'll send this to you after the call. But you need to know everybody, not just in your portion of the practice, but in the practice, you need to know who has a plan. I don't care how you track it. You need to know who has a plan. Also, you find out the other side of that who doesn't have a plan. So if Steve is talking to a client, Steve knows if this person has a plan or not. Normally would anyway, but I just want the person in charge of planning to know it for the team. You also got to know how many plans are in progress and then which plans are fully implemented. What separates your planning from others is it's visited on a regular basis and it's fully implemented. I can't tell you the number of plans that are done in this industry. The advisor gets the plan back. The first thing they look at is the asset side of the balance sheet and maybe a peek at the liabilities, but never gets into the things that really take your planning to a different level. So those are three things that we think you need to track. You may have other things that you want to track, but those are the things that you've got to know. Who has a plan, therefore who doesn't, how many plans are in progress, and which plans have been fully implemented. Now, that doesn't mean you do all the planning necessarily. It's just that you have to track it and let everybody know where you are, where the team is. Make sense?
Yep.
All right. Okay, let's go to the second one, the VP of implementation. What's needed to, you know, bullet points there. What's needed to make sure a plan is fully implemented? Well, I've been trying to get it to retitle their assets. That still needs to get done. Is your investment process consistent? Are your clients' investments consistent with what you all want them to be, where you want them to be? And the last part is, are you developing strong centers of influence? That gets done through planning by flagging in attorneys, flagging in CPAs, whatever. I know, Steve, that you said that that's not been your strong point, but as I said to you in an email yesterday, you're doing something right. We want to leverage your work and then work in developing some COIs. So, who's in charge of the implementation?
You're starting to come in intermittently. Do you want us to try your cell phone again?
Why don't you call me? You ready?
Yeah.
615-473-1701.